Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us somebody that's new for the show here. It's Dr. Crystal M. Gossard. She is a clinical corporate trainer. She is a doctor. So what is your doctorate in? And hello, Crystal.
Hello, how are you? Right. Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to call you Dr. Gossard because obviously you worked really hard to get your doctorate. What is your doctorate in?
Oh, I am a doctor of clinical nutrition.
Wow. I told you I was going to do that off air when she told me. I went, wow, I'm going to do it on air too. Hey, that is just awesome. So you...
Yes.
Wow, clinic. Oh,
and
man.
I'm also a certified nutrition specialist.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it was the certification was originally under the American College of Nutrition, and now it's kind of that college has been revamped,
yes.
And now it's the American Nutrition Association, but it's a credential where nutritionists are able to become licensed. It's another avenue in the field of nutrition outside of being an RD. So with the certified
registered dietitian. Yeah, I
exactly.
remember the dietitians and the nutritionists were kind of in a battle, and I guess they finally got it all settled out.
Well, the battle, it's not, I wouldn't call it, I guess you could call it a battle, but we're still getting things sorted out there. But the certified nutrition specialist is, you know, another avenue for people with advanced degrees. So you have to have a master's degree or a doctoral degree in order to sit for the certification.
Wow. That's just really awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
as a clinical corporate trainer with Life Extension, I've been with the company for about 12 and a half years.
Wow.
13 years in April.
Yeah, that's two wows. You got two wows on. I didn't realize you've been with them that long. And since you mentioned Life Extension, tell us, I love Life Extension. I've been carrying your company, working with you. You've been one of my vendors for a number of years. And before, you used to kind of exclusively sell to individuals. You have like that famous magazine. I think everybody's seen the Life Extension magazine. And we give that out in our store to free to anybody that wants it. It's an awesome magazine, and I've never seen so many references. I mean, the clinical studies. I mean, you guys really, you don't make a statement without it being backed up by some scientific basis, which I really love. Now, is it Dr. Falloon, or who's the one that's really the big that's always in the magazine?
Yes, that's Bill Falloon.
Bill, yes.
Yes, Bill Falloon. Well, sometimes you'll see his formal name is William,
okay.
But we all call him Bill, and he's fine with that. He's very very personable, transparent, and a visionary leader.
Yes, he is.
For Life Extension.
Yeah, I remember him. Well, he was one of the ones that kind of helped with Deshea way back in the day. He's been a big proponent of, you know, natural good, bringing things in. He's another one, like, you know, Terry Limeron from Europharma. They're, and then, you know, the Nature's Plus, the original owner of that, and, you know, Elwood with Now Foods. All of these people, you know, those are kind of the original seminal people that started all of this years and years ago and had a lot of vision. And now they have nice, big, very good companies.
Yes, and, you know, I had a very proud moment. In October, I was at a conference, a nutrition conference, and Life Extension had a booth there. And, of course, I know the history of our company.
Right.
You know, you're trained and taught all about the history whenever you're onboarded as a new hire. But someone came up to me and was just blown away by us being there and started telling me stories about Bill Falloon and talked about how the nutritional supplement world would not be here without Life Extension and the work that he did, and the fact that we actually took on the FDA.
Yes, yes.
When they came in, you know, and, you know, this is back in the 1980s and raided.
Right. Yeah, guns blazing. Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Yes, and they thought that we were selling illegal, you know, offshore drugs. And
tainted drugs.
Exactly. Yeah. And they confiscated, samples of supplements, people's personal items, and we fought them, and we won.
Yes, you did.
And that kind of changed the trajectory for
The whole
the
industry.
Supplement
industry.
Yeah,
it did. I mean, you were like the example. They were going to make an example, and it backfired.
It did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It did. Awesome. Well, again, I need to congratulate you on putting up that good fight, because otherwise we would have our healthcare system, wouldn't be what it is today without the supplement and the alternative nutritional holistic, all of that, the alternatives, the integrative medicine. It wouldn't be the way it is if we didn't have these phenomenal products. Now, you began, I think, wholesaling your products a few years ago, because originally you had to buy direct, but now you can get it at Merryman Herbs in Decatur, Illinois. So,
yay!
All right. Well, we learned a little bit about you. Obviously, you're extremely well qualified, and I'm very proud to have you with us today, Dr. Gossard, and I'm very proud to be interviewing you on Life Extension. And guess what?
What?
You're going to be doing more shows with us. You've agreed to do that.
Yes.
So the listening audience out there will be able to hear a lot more about these awesome products that we have available. I don't know why we picked this first one, other than it is one of our best sellers, and we'll be talking about our best-selling items, and then we'll be getting into new items. I hate to ask you, but how many products, and I know you're always getting new ones, and every now and then you discontinue one because you've got something better, but how many basically is it? I know it's in the hundreds. How many products do you have? You manufacture?
Nearly 400.
400 now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yes. And, so. It's so funny. Bill Falone, we really focus on our customers.
Yes,
and
you do. Yes, you do.
He does not like to discontinue a product, which I think is great.
I like
he
that.
Feels like, if 10 or 20 people are still buying it and it's helping them, then we should still carry it.
I love
it. So, yes, we have a vast product line, but we've been in business for about 40 years.
Yes,
so,
I know.
And all of our products are based on science, clinically studied formulas, and we know that they work for people, and so we like to keep them around.
And super high quality. You've got a very good quality control lab. We're not going to have time to talk about that today, but maybe on one of the other shows, because we need to get into talking about the product here real quickly, because there's a lot with this product that we will be talking about, which is I'm sitting there because I wanted to say this right. It's male vascular sexual support. So obviously it's a ED, erectile dysfunction libido product for men, also for women. We will talk about all of the different things that it does. Can you give me, basically it's common terms, it's known as black ginger. And for years, I've had customers, you really need to get a black ginger product in. And
really?
Because it makes you feel so good. Is what they were, people were coming to me, because I've got a lot of people that really do a lot of study and are really way up there. I mean, I've got some doctor friends and stuff like that shop out at Merryman that are nutritionists, and they're also MDs, PhDs, very well-educated people, and they know when they come out to our store that we're going to have a high-quality product. We vet everything. We don't carry product lines. We carry the leading products, although we carry a huge percentage of your products. And again, just alluding back to what you were saying a little bit earlier, sure as the world, we'll get a product in, and I'll get maybe 20, 30 people that just love it, and then it gets discontinued because we're like the only place in the whole country that's selling it, So it's like, okay, it never fails. We get something that's just awesome, and then the company's like, well, it's just not enough. And I'm like, I had one company, I was like, oh, man, I really want this product. And they're like, well, if you can buy 10,000 of them. And I'm like,
no,
can't do that. Maybe a couple gross or a pallet, but not 10,000. One of these days, we are going to be opening up e-commerce, which will be shopmerryman.com.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll be talking about that in the future. But we do need to get to talking about this product.
Yes.
And it's black ginger, the label, and everybody always gets on me. But I have to be careful with the Shea, and we do have disclaimers and everything. But it is labeled as male vascular sexual support. We're not going to really make any claims other than what we can legally make on the product.
Correct.
But we can talk a lot about black ginger and what it does, because I got a thick stack. Dr. Gossard, I've got a thick stack here of studies that I've looked at, and it is amazing what this does. But tell us a little bit about the history, because it's got like 50 different names, and it's used by all these countries, like in Asia. It's really big. I've had people wanting it. Tell us about the history of this black ginger.
Yeah, so this black ginger, and of course we know that from ginger and a lot of these root herbs.
Turmeric.
It's coming,
Yes.
It's coming from the rhizome
that family.
Of
yeah.
the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So very in the family of, you know, regular ginger, turmeric.
Yeah.
And it has traditionally been used as food and folk medicine for more than 1,000 years in Thailand.
Wow. And, I think it's known as galangal also.
Yes.
That's another common name.
That
right.
is another name for
yeah.
it. And, you know, so in Thailand, they usually just pulverize it and, mm-hmm. and use it in tea bags. Or
yeah.
they actually use it to brew wine.
Really?
And,
I didn't read that. That's
and,
new.
And the wine is consumed as a tonic and as an aphrodisiac.
Oh, like the honey mead wine that we make over here for the honeymoon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They make a honey wine, the mead.
Wow.
Yeah, that goes back ancient. That's what they would give them.
Yes.
That's where the honeymoon came from.
Oh, I did
from
not
the honey,
know that. I mean,
from the honey
I've
wine.
I've
tried
yeah. mead before,
yeah.
but, but I didn't know
now
that history.
Now you know. Yeah, mix that with black ginger and look out.
Ooh.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so in traditional Thai medicine, black ginger has been used to support the immune system, to support gut health,
yeah.
to even support healthy blood sugar management.
Wow.
So, I mean, the list and list goes on and on. And, you know, with Life Extension, we like to look at studies.
Yes, you
and
do.
Obviously, traditional use kind of gives us the foundation and the push to say, hey, you know, what's the mechanism behind this ingredient? What is it really doing? Do mm-hmm. we have any research? And once you dig up the research, like, you know, what you've done.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You see benefits with energy, exercise, performance.
Hey, yeah, I'll tell you what. I got this list right in front of me. I'll just go ahead. It's the following properties. This is from one study. Anti-allergenic, anti-inflammatory, anti-mutagenic, which would be anti-cancer, antidepressive, anti-cholinesterase, antimicrobial, anti-cancer, antipeptic ulcer, cardioprotective, anti-obesity, aphrodisiac, and then there's listings of cancers, leukemia, melanoma, gastric cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, liver cancer, and bile duct cancer. There's
wow.
studies on that. It's also big benefits in digestion, reduces inflammation, supports brain health, and believe it or not, since we're talking about libido men, it improves the sperm count. So, I mean, that's something that's phenomenal. A lot of the studies are comparing the galangal or the black ginger to turmeric and just regular, what we would call the white, yellow ginger or whatever that
uh-huh,
we're familiar
uh-huh.
with. And it is superior, absolutely superior. And we know, we've talked so many times about turmeric and ginger, a lot about the turmeric and the curcumin, and everybody knows how awesome that is. So
those are my favorite.
Oh, yes. So this is, again, I'm seeing, you know, like with prostate gland enlargement, unbelievable, the studies on this. I sometimes can't. When I talk about these, what we call adaptogenic tonic, and this isn't a true classified as that, but it will be someday, is how I put it, because I think there's uh-huh. only, what, 5 or 7 of those. I think, what, astragalus is one of them. And
Ashwagandha,
ginseng. That's classified by the Russians. We've talked about this, and obviously you probably know more about it than I do, but I'm so glad to talk with you, because I know I'm never going to be able to talk over your head, which is really good, because you'd be like, yeah, Mike, I know all about that. I did a research report on that. Or I did a paper on that, or I had an exam
back
on that.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah. Well, we have stuff for memory, too, but we're not talking about that yet. But anyway, this is absolutely a phenomenal product. This particular product is more designed, I think, for the ED because it pushes that nitrous oxide. So tell us a little bit about, I want to know about the quality. Where is this coming from? I'm sure you're using, because I read something about KempMax or something like that. Tell us about your quality. Yeah.
So KempMax is a trademark brand mm-hmm. of black ginger that is in our product, Male Vascular Sexual Support.
Okay.
And this particular trademark brand has studies for supporting male sexual health. So that's
yes.
kind of whenever we look at, you know, formulating or putting together a formula, obviously we look at different levels of studies. You have the in vitro studies, which is, you know, just
tested.
Kind of you know, test tube.
Right.
And those are really beneficial with helping us to identify the mechanism of action. You know, the in vitro studies, we can see, oh, it's, you know, it's deactivating the enzyme normally responsible for winding down the male sexual response. So
right.
we know that it's supporting
the nitrous oxide, right.
Yes, yeah. ENOS, or endothelial nitric oxide
yes.
synthase, that enzyme that helps to, you know, produce or increase nitric oxide.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second level of research is sometimes your animal studies. Those are in vivo. And that's where you get sometimes your toxicity studies. It's really safety to make sure, you
I'm
know,
laughing.
If it doesn't kill the rat, then
right.
maybe we can move on.
Well, I'm laughing because I remember some of the mouse studies, and it's like they were acting like rabbits, I guess we could say, on the air.
Yes. Yeah,
it's like, let's give these poor little mice, is like, woo, 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 woo.
They were, yes,
yeah.
they were having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, look, we had 10 mice. Now we have 2,000. What happened overnight?
Yes. And then, you
okay.
know, you get to your human studies.
Yeah, and those are hard and expensive and sometimes very difficult. And I deal with a lot of researchers and people that are into industry, particularly with the cancer. They're very expensive. So when you get into the human studies, which is really what we want, but you have to be so careful with those.
You really
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Well, they cost a lot. And,
yes.
you know, you don't have big pharma, you know,
money.
Giving you the money
right.
to fund a lot of those studies. So
yep.
whenever you have a nutrient, especially something like this, and you have human data to show that everything that we're seeing in the test tube and the animals translates to a beneficial effect in humans,
yes.
life extension is all over it.
Yes,
and
I know.
That's what we have mm-hmm. with the male sexual health. And, you know, what's nice is when you look at how your conventional solution, the expensive $50 pill, I think we all know what that is.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes. The nitrous oxide. I think we could say it is Viagra, Cialis. There's a lot of different brands for
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Many of right. those kind of have a very targeted support, and they targeted approach, and they work,
yes.
and they specifically, you know, that one enzyme I mentioned mm-hmm. that it inhibits. It's inhibiting, you know, the enzyme responsible for kind of winding down an erection.
Right.
But when you look at the black ginger, you see that it's supporting nitric oxide, that's relaxing
yes, very,
the vessels, enabling
yes.
efficient blood flow to the genitalia. It's also, which is unique,
mm-hmm.
it's affecting neurotransmitters.
Oh,
so the brain
okay.
response to sexual stimuli. So
that's very important. It's very yes. important, even in men. You know, women, we've talked about libido on this before. I know you probably have not heard all the shows that we've done. I've done hundreds. But with women, it's more mental, emotional stress plays a big part. But men are affected also. And when you have something that's more holistic like this, it's kind of helping the overall, the inflammation and depression and all of that, it can be very beneficial. I don't want to beat up on the big pharma, but we do know that there are side effects with the pharmaceuticals. This, in reading this, I was really excited to see that there's really no major complications other than, and I've read everything I could find. The only caveat is at very high dose, there is a chance for arrhythmia, tachycardia. So if you do have like an arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat, you don't want to be eating bottles of this stuff. So that would be the
right.
only thing that I could find. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And, you know, I haven't seen that, but, you know, at the dose that's in our product, the 100 milligrams, and we
right.
suggest just one capsule daily
okay.
with or without food. So it is something that you want to take on a regular basis. And
right.
I think that's important for your listeners to understand, because some of your pharmaceutical,
mm-hmm.
you know, like your Viagra, you take it right before you're ready for activity.
For activity, and yeah, that's how I say it. Yes, that's how we say it in the industry, before activity. Okay.
Yes, and this is something that you want to take on a regular basis. Now, however,
yes.
in research, there were beneficial effects noted, you know, within a week.
Mm-hmm.
However, really 30 days
okay.
or even the 2 months. So one of the human studies is a 60-day study.
Yes.
You want to give it the full...
Some time. Yeah.
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 You need to give
it's
it
that
some
way.
Time.
It's an adaptogen, but do you want to hear my stories?
Yes,
okay,
please.
Here we go, because I deal with thousands of customers, thousands of people, And when I first got this product in, I'm like, yeah, right. And then I started reading all of the, well, I initially had read the research that, and I think you have a, it's called The Search for Natural Products to Support Sexual Health. It was in one of your magazines.
Yes.
I think back as early as, I think back in June of last year. So this is a fairly new product. Anyway, I got it in right away. And
okay.
I took one pill. It came in. I thought, okay, well, I'll just take one of these. Yeah, right. Well, everybody was looking good to me. And I was like, within about 20 minutes, I was like, this can't be for real. And I'm like,
wow.
So it affected me mentally. Of course, I'm crazy anyway, but it affected me mentally and emotionally. I will tell you, I have taken as many as 16 of them at one time, because that is what the equivalent in the research study said to like a 100 milligram of Viagra or whatever. So I was going.
Okay.
So I experimented on myself, which I can do.
Okay.
And yes, this product, because I've had customers come in and said, well, I just took a couple and I didn't really notice a lot. I'm like, well, you can take a lot more. It doesn't say that on the label, but if you want to look at this clinical study and all that, and then if you talk to your qualified healthcare practitioner, it's okay with everybody. This is what, if you really want a big response, and then you can reduce it from there, or you can build up to that point. I don't think you probably want to take more than about, I was reading in the studies anywhere from about 1.2 gram to, maybe 1.6 grams, so that's, you know, 12 to 16, because these are 100 milligrams. Most people get a lot of benefit with just one or two a day, maybe a couple, one or two before activity.
Right.
I take one, I started just taking one every day, because I felt like I got over the wild, crazy, everybody looking good to me after about, I had to wait 2 or 3 days. I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to try this again. So my body kind of adapted to it. I take it now for energy. And if I don't, I ran out, and my rep, Justin, who's just awesome guy, he sent me a case. He's like, Mac, you can't run out, because he came in. I was really tired. I'm like,
don't run out.
Yeah. Well, our buyer, we didn't realize it was going to sell as well as it did, and we were out of stock for just a little bit. And I ran out for a few days, and I really got tired. So anyway,
well, you know, a bonus mechanism is that it increases AMPK activation.
Oh,
I know we're going to talk about that.
We will be. That'll be
the
next. I think that'll be our next show. But yes, AMPK, the protein kinase enzyme. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and that helps you lose weight and all of that. So, yeah, okay, I can see why this is doing that. But anyway, I've had so many different positive results with this product. I've even had women come in and purchase this too. I think maybe because it also helps with their circulation. Why would a woman want to buy this product?
For the same reason that men would buy it. Now, all of the research that I've seen has been in men, but there is no reason, when you look at the mechanism of action with helping to increase NO, helping to increase blood flow, helping with, you know, dopamine, the serotonin that brings about the desire.
Right.
I think it's a product that women can take as well.
Well, I like the fact that it's really good for vascular health, because I know with some of the pharmaceuticals, they're like, well, you'll go blind, and there is some danger there, you know, if you take a lot of it and over a long period of time, they don't want you to take it quite frequently. But this is a product that you can actually, I feel like, because it's adaptogenic, tonic, and it has all the anti-cancer properties, which some of, you know, the pharmaceuticals, actually, there's some questioning there, and there's other things too. But because of everything that it does, and it's so adaptogenic, and it's so awesome, it's something that I like taking every day. I actually notice a difference if I don't take it. And a lot of my friends are like, you know, what all do you take? Well, I take a lot. I even take, you know, products from honey, and, you know, even like the black cumin, all kinds of black cumin seed, I all kinds of stuff. And if I don't take something, I notice it. And this is one of the products that I did stop for a while, and I noticed it.
And you noticed the difference.
Yeah, and it's a little tiny pill, and it's very easy to take, and it's not very expensive at all. Now, I've had customers, and it's kind of funny, sometimes the wives will come in and buy a half dozen bottles. I'm like,
yes.
Okay, is that for you?
We see that here.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of times, so the women purchasing it, it's not for them. They, you know, they're saying, here, honey, take this.
Yeah, yeah. So I can attest that, and I mean, maybe this won't work on everybody, but I think most of my customers, if it's not working the way they want it, they can obviously take a little bit more. I have people that combine it and with other, and again, you would want to talk to a qualified healthcare practitioner. I obviously wouldn't take this with a pharmaceutical. I don't know really what would happen, but this is, I mean, obviously you could take one in the morning, and then maybe if you decided you wanted to take the other pill before activity, I guess you could talk to your doctor about that. But Overall, it is long term. I think it's one of these things, like you said, you know,
yes,
you need to take it for a while.
Yes, the, take it daily.
Yeah. The other thing I read, and I don't know if it's really true, but it's got a lot of youthful. Somebody said that it helped to reverse their gray hair. I don't think it does that, but it obviously is one of these longevity, youthful, kind of like it's, again, it's in the ginger family. And,
yes,
you know, curcumin, ginger. Now, this is black ginger. It is absolutely a really cool product. Now, we take, what is it, one a day, general?
So, yes.
Yeah.
One daily and...
With or
know,
without food.
I know, right? That just makes it easy to take,
uh-huh,
and with or without food. And
yeah,
the research, I just have to tell you, I mean, that this one study, double-blind, placebo-controlled, mm-hmm, randomized clinical trial.
Oh, my gosh, that's gold standard.
Gold standard,
yeah,
research,
mm-hmm,
with this in men. And, you know, some of the benefits. And one thing I always like to tell about this particular product in the study, this particular study, it was an 8-week study.
Wow.
And just 90 milligrams, so even less than what's in this product,
mm-hmm,
the men saw an increase in their penile length,
okay,
and
now,
circumference.
I read that too, and when I was basically pre-med in my biology classes, the professors is like, there's no, because we would talk about the pumps and some other things,
mm-hmm,
that when men have problems with that, and the doctors and the professors were all like, there's no way to increase that. What you got is what you got. But this is, when I read that, I was really kind of amazed. I don't want to say on the air, but obviously I have heard and seen, and I know that it does affect that, because I've heard that from my customers and so forth.
Uh-huh.
So that, I mean, sometimes with, I don't know exactly what the mechanism is there. Obviously, I guess if there's better blood flow, then...
That's it.
Yeah.
It's improved vascular health, improved blood flow.
Okay.
And we know that, you know, the blood flow, if you're having issues with blood flow to that area,
uh-huh,
there are issues all over the body.
Yeah,
cardiovascular issues.
I was just going to say.
So you're
going to...
You're just improving,
yeah, you're going to see better.
Health.
You're
going to
see,
yes,
better. You're going to hear better, which may help with other things too, like, yes, honey, I heard what you said. Oh, you look so beautiful now. So, I mean, and it will also, people don't realize their bones, there's vascularity in your bones, in your,
yes,
heart, your eyes, your ears, your digestion. So overall, you know, it helps that, it helps everything. Is this safe? This, obviously, you wouldn't want to do children, babies, pets, pregnant, lactating women. Just,
right,
this is for adults. It's an adult product, but it is a phenomenal one for energy. And guess what, Dr. Gossard?
What's that?
We're out of time.
Oh.
We get to talking, and it goes really fast. Anyway, is there anything quickly you want to add? I think we've talked about just about everything here, but this is absolutely not just as an aphrodisiac or libido product, but it's for overall general health, for energy, and I can't say enough good things about it, and I really appreciate all the information that you've given us today.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earth.